views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Good morning to all of you beautiful listeners. It's great to be here with you today. I'm Dr. Jen, and boy, we've got a full show lined up today. We're going to discuss and explore the ancient art of divination tools. That includes everything from a tarot card to crystals to pendulums to reading tea leaves. And it's an interesting topic. I mean, a lot of people are familiar with the tarot, but not everybody is, and some people are downright scared of it. I want to share some insights on these tools. I don't use all of these tools. I use some of them, but I don't use them all the time. They are a great way to build your confidence in you, trusting your intuition, and that's what I'm all about. But I'm very much about keeping your logic and fear away. So there's a positive way to use these tools, and that's what I want to share with you today. Now, before we start, since we're on this topic, and I just realized it all syncs up, I've been working and developing an online workshop that's about developing your intuition. It's 4 weeks. It's quite intensive. It's very much for the person that's really ready to take it to the next level and dive in a little bit deeper. It is a go at your own pace, which is beautiful because the people that have taken a version of this course a couple of years back with me, it was pretty deep. And it was like, whoa, that's pretty deep, you know. This one is been revised a bit. I revise it and I update it because as we move and progress as humanity, we shift with the times and we learn more all the time. So this is a course called Intuition. And it is going to focus with how the eighth chakra is a part of that, but it is about the development of your intuition. It is a great course to take before you dive into the soul retrieval course I'm working on right now. That one will be up shortly, but you want to have a good foundation and feel comfortable, and you want to feel safe, and you want it to be a positive divine connection. It is 4 weeks. Like I said, you'll really tap in. This is about really tapping in and connecting, opening up that chakra, the seat of the soul to your higher self, the angelic realm, past lives, Akashic records. We are going to explore every bit of that in that course. If you want to learn about that, go over to the website, jenroyster.com. Right under events and workshops, right down the left side on the front homepage or under a workshop tab at the top. And I wanted to remind you, I'll be speaking at the Telesummit that's coming up, Your Divine Uniqueness, February 11th at noon. You can tune in and you'll see the links over there for that as well. Now, let's get into this topic. Wow, this topic is amazing. I wanted to start with tools that may not be as familiar with you. So let's start with tea leaves. I mean, when I first heard of tea leaves, I thought, what? How in the world? There are people and there are psychics that really do read the tea leaves. It's not what I do. I'm not saying that I do this, but I do want to share it and educate you on it. It's sometimes called tassiography or tassology. Yeah, that's what it's also called. Reading tea leaves is easier to say. But it's also considered to be a form of scrying. Okay, I scry kind of in an automatic, intuitive painting style. Or some people just sit down and all of a sudden they're just writing, you know, you're connecting. Okay, so here's the thing with energy that makes everything possible. It's not about this physical world, okay? Now, if everything is about the energy, which is that's very much what I'm about, my choice is to use intuitive painting where someone else is using these leaves. So that makes sense to me that way. And some people say you have to have a little bit more, let me rephrase that. Your psychic ability, I guess the confidence in it or your intuitive connection needs to be a little bit stronger. There's another way to look at that. And my perspective and what I feel, if I was approaching that with what I know, I would say, I don't know anything about reading a tea leaf. But if I am open and connected to spirit and I trust that, then there you go. It's just another tool. Just like it would be anything else. The way it's done or the way they do it and the way it's been done is, you know, you're thinking with intention what your question is while you're drinking a cup of tea. When you get to the bottom, you know, there's a little bit of the tea leaf in there. And this is if you use loose tea leaves, you know. I guess we've gotten away from that if you're buying a prepackaged tea bag. But you have in the bottom of the glass, you have this loose tea and it's still wet and you're, you know, spinning the cup around a little bit and they say to go clockwise and it's always three times. Have you ever noticed that? Go a certain direction three times. To be quite honest, as an intuitive myself, I've always questioned that with skepticism. Like what is with that? Now, if you dig in deep, you'll see all these reasons why. I personally have found that whatever works for me is what works for me, and you will find what works for you. And I don't feel that there is a right or wrong way to connect to spirit if you have that intention. And that's what my personal thoughts are on that. However, when you look this up, because I have not done this and I'm sharing, you know, how they do this, they spin the cup clockwise three times, and then you turn the leaves upside down on a plate or the saucer. Boom. Don't disturb them. There you go. That's what you're reading. What you just threw out on your plate. Now, here's where you open up with connection. Now, you've been thinking about your question, right? Thinking about your question. And then you're looking at this plate of wet tea leaves. Now you have to open up your mind and really connect to your right side. It does test you that way. And I can see that. And what you're going to tap into is what thoughts are popping in. Are you getting any images? Are you seeing anything? Are you remembering something? Are you feeling something? Are you seeing shapes, letters? Is there a pattern to it? And you just really, what I see this being very effective as is you're drinking a cup of tea, which is relaxing, right? And it's a tool. It's a tool in the physical world to help your mind settle, quiet down, and listen. And listen to spirit and what the answers are. So honestly, you know, it doesn't really matter which tool you prefer or not at all. A lot of times I don't use a tool because I feel confident in it now. Sometimes when I'm struggling with a personal question, yep, you know, and it'll always be harder for myself for some reason. But I think that's just to keep us real and keep us honest. And, you know, and that is very important that you're keeping it real. Don't try to force something if you don't feel it. And so I wanted to share it because it seems, you know, to somebody that's not familiar with this, a very strange way to do this, but not really when you really look at what it's about. It's about the energy and the intention. And if it's a tool that can get you connected and get your focus or your ego mind out of the way so you could kind of go into a meditative listening state, then there you go. You could probably throw just about anything on the plate and read it, right? Now, We're going to take a short break. That's a little taste of one that's not so common. And when we come back, we're going to dive more into divination tools, crystals, pendulums, tarot cards. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
I'm just mad about saffron. Oh, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you are one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Way down here, you need a reason to move, feel a fool.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You are listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you are just tuning in with us, and we're discussing all the different styles and tools for divination, you know, tarot, crystals. We just spoke about the tea leaves in the first segment. Now I want to talk about pendulums and crystals, which crystals I do use, and they have been a part of my life on a regular basis. I just resonate with them. Energy-wise, I feel that energy connection to Earth. They just work for me. They are a big part of my life. I love the crystals. Pendulums are where a crystal is hanging from a string. And really, to me, science explains it because we have that electromagnetic field around our bodies. And the way they use pendulums in a common practice is to hang or just to suspend it off the string over top of a chakra on the body, the energy transformers. And you learn and you work with this pendulum, so to speak, to learn what is a yes or a no. So these are tools when you're really learning how to tap in and really know what you're picking up and you're not sure. It's just a physical tool to help you, and they'll swing certain ways. if there's something going on with that chakra, or if it's a yes or no question, that's, for example, a lot of people enjoy using them. I honestly feel it better just directly through my hands. I have worked with these before, but it was just not one that was for natural to me, but a lot of people really like using them. So if that's something that's interesting to you, you might want to give that a try and go look that up a little bit. Now, crystals in general, I'm talking quartz, you know, your hema, your rose quartz, your all of them. Gosh, that's up my alley. It is one of my favorites. So obviously, I always have them around when I'm working with computers, because my energy has always seemed to cause havoc with computers. And people that have been listening to my show have heard me say that before, because I got very expensive with computers, blowing about 4 or 5 motherboards because of my energy. And it's not that I'm supernatural. It's just that my energy really projected. And some people can't wear a watch, or some people can't, you know, they seem to have that problem around electronics, because electronics are conflicting actually a little bit with what we do in the spirituality, and then the healing, in the energy healing. There's ways to keep that balanced and protect everything. So I always have quartz crystals between me and the computer that actually protects my computer, but it's also helping me as well. There's crystals for toxic energy, or, you know, negativity, to help you when you're practicing to learn how to shield yourself. They come in different shapes. And for divination, you could see, you know, when you think of the crystal ball, that's a round sphere that they're using. And some are looking into this to see messages, or, you know, information. And that's what that history comes from. I have a sphere. It's not a big crystal ball, and I don't look into a crystal ball like that. But I do have a sphere, and it's quartz. And I always have it here when I'm doing the show, or when I'm working with someone in a phone session, a private session, or anything that I'm doing like that, because it represents the world to me. The round shape, when I'm doing energy healing and sending love out to you, that's the one that I use, because it represents you. It represents the world. And so my intention going through this, the quartz is actually quite interesting, because they are really studying this. And I found this out from a lot of those tech IT gurus out there that know what's going on in technology. They're actually working with quartz as a hard drive to hold data. And it does not surprise me when I heard that, because the rocks and the quartz is a natural part of Earth that holds history and wisdom. Oh, I know. Think of Stonehenge. How amazing is that? But they're working with that because it can hold a lot more data than what we have right now. Whoa, that's pretty interesting. I don't know if they're using it for processors. I think processors, maybe. It's something in the computers. You can look that up and probably find information on that. But I thought that was fascinating. But it was because of the data it can hold. Huge amounts. I don't even know if it's out there yet. It might be, but obviously they're talking about it and studying it. So how cool is that? Now, it's in your watch. It helps your watch go around, but it is a magnet for more of an antenna to enhance the energy that you're working with. So for me, I use it as an antenna to strengthen or enhance my intention of sending out healing love energy. If my intention is to clear my chakras or clear someone else's, I'm using it that way. So crystals can clear it up, and they're just more of a strong antenna. You can work with them in developing your own for different chakras, if you're working to be more clairvoyant or listen more, or whatever it might be that you're working with, they can help you with that. They're very positive, and they're a very natural part of Earth. So I really love the crystals. Now let's really get into the one that most people know. Let's talk about the tarot. Wow. And there is a lot with the tarot a lot. I'm just going to introduce you, and then when I get to the next segment, I'm going to keep going. A little bit about the history of it. It has been around for a very long time. It seems to be a little bit of discrepancy on where it originated. It just appears that some people think it, you know, the word tarot is French. Some people felt that it was in Europe in 1375. Some say, no, it was Egypt. So, everybody wants to claim where it started, but you know what? Here's the thing about the tarot. Same thing as it is with any of the other tools. It's your energy and intention. And recently, in today's world, what I do like is that there's a lot of varieties of oracle cards out there. A lot of angel oracle cards, very positive, which those are wonderful. I have several decks of those myself. I have quite a few with all the guests on, all these wonderful guests. If they have a deck, I have one here. But I do have several of those. But I also have traditional tarot. And what I have discovered, and I really recommend this to all of you, and the thing that I want to mention, if you're afraid of them, some people get intense and they get frightened of it. I want to explain that when we come back a little bit about, you know, to help with those misconceptions and to help you not let fear be running the whole thing, because they're physical cards made out of paper. Okay. They're cards. It's the energy that you're working with. It's all in the energy, whether it's the cards or anything else. You could actually draw out on notebook paper your own cards and put energy to those, and you would find messages would validate for you. That's what a lot of people use them for, is to validate what they're picking up if they've been practicing or working with their intuition. Some people use them when they're first learning how to do their intuition. And then there is the experts out there that I highly respect that really know it like the back of their hand, the tarot card readers that are like, that's their specialty. You know, hey, kudos. I don't use a tool every time. I use it when I'm having a second thought or I'm not sure. It's usually for personal reasons, because it's so much easier for me if it's not about myself. But that is, I believe, something that just keeps us honest and keeps us in the game. We're not privy just because we can do intuitive things or pick up information. I think that just keeps us, it keeps it fair, because we have our lessons and our things to learn too. One of the things about the decks is you want it to be positive. So if, you know, there's so many different illustrations out there. There's so many different types of decks. I say go with the cards or the illustrations that you feel comfortable with. Some of the traditional ones are a little more intense, but look at where they come from. Look how old. We were talking about 1300. My goodness. Back in that day, they saw it pretty intense. We're in a place now where we're really learning to combine our spirituality and living in the physical world simultaneously. We're moving into a place where we have one foot in each world. People that are very connected spiritually feel that way all the time, probably sometimes more so in a spiritual realm. But when you're completely spiritual, that means that you've transitioned and you passed away and you don't have your physical body anymore. So think about it. If you're all physical, you're cutting off another half of you. That's amazing. So it's okay to have a little bit of both. And I think both bring us to a place of balance in our life. We can use these tools to help us if we are going through a transition in life and we're working on our guidance. We really want to be connected. What I would say is you don't want to get so overly loaded with them that's all you're doing and you're not doing anything else or taking action. Some people, you don't want it to become an addiction. Let me put it that way. Don't have it be so heavily relying on them that they're just, you're not getting anywhere with the information. That's what I'm trying to say with that. I will explain a lot of that in more in depth when we come back from the break, but also in that 4-week course I was talking about. We're going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to go a little bit deeper into the tarot cards, and I want to open up the lines. I have my decks here. If anybody wants to call in, we'll do quick one card reads in between while we're studying and working with these. So I will put that out there, 1-800-930-2819. You are listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're talking about divination tools. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
I know a place where the grass is really greener. Warm, wet, and wild.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
I know a place where the grass is really green.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, if you're just tuning in with us. And our topic today is divination tools, tarot cards, crystals, tea leaves, all those wonderful physical tools we have where we're learning to connect our trust intuition or psychic abilities. So before we went to break, I started in on the tarot cards. And what I found interesting with those is, you know, they've been around. They are the most popular. We have a lot of angel oracle cards out there now that people just love, and they're very positive. And I totally support those. I think that's wonderful, because if you are down, when you're thinking about energy, it's about lifting your frequency to something more positive, because that's healing. So angel cards are going to do that. They're going to give you a positive response to your question. The traditional tarot sometimes frightens people, and I want to talk about that a little bit and help you understand that one. The old ancient illustrations on some of the cards were intense, like you have the Hanged Man or you have the Death card, and people are like, Here's the thing that happens with that. It's very similar to dreams. It's not literal. It means the end of something, though, in your life, and you might be going through a big transition. Let's take, for example, one of the ways that, and I do want to bring this up, I don't want to forget to tell you, one of the ways that I've worked with something personal, like if I have a big question and I've worked with an angel deck or I've worked with something that's just not making sense and I'm struggling for that answer, I will ask that same question with several different decks. Maybe I'll ask it with an angel deck, then I'll ask it with, and not from the same author. I know there's a lot of different ones out there. I will go with several different ones. This is when I'm struggling for my own personal things. Then I'll pull out the traditional one. And if you cross it over with the same question, it will really help you hear it better. It will help you go, okay, wait a minute. I didn't catch that in this deck, but I caught it over there. Don't let it beat you up. That's exactly what I'm about, is teaching you how to tap in and find your own style. You may find you're more comfortable with a crystal or a pendulum. You may find you're more comfortable with the tea leaves. Maybe you can teach me with the tea leaves, because that's not my favorite one. But there is a way to do it. Now, we have someone on the line, so let's bring on Shadonna from Virginia Beach on the line. Hello, Shadonna. You're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Jan. How are you?
Well, hello, Shadonna. Hello, Shadonna.
Long time no speak.
I know. How are you? And do you have a question?
I do. You kind of answered it a little bit. I've worked with a pendulum, and I like that, but it's challenging for me because I think if I'm too focused on the answer I want, I can kind of manipulate it a little bit. So
I love that you are bringing that up. That is excellent, because you know what? I've actually thought that too, and I know a lot of people wonder about that. So that's perfect.
Yeah, so it's like it makes me doubt, like, is it me?
That, am I manipulating? Yeah. And you know, exactly. That brings up a good point. We don't want to be manipulating. If we were doing readings for someone else or for ourselves, why would we want to lie to ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. And we don't want to do that. It's about the truth, right? Now, with the pendulum, you can feel like, am I moving my arm? Am I doubt? And Shadonna, it's if you find that you're the pendulum keeps doing that with you, maybe you need to try a different tool.
Well, I think so. I was going to say, I'm really drawn to tarot. I would love for you to do a tarot reading for me, but I am drawn to it. But what you were speaking of is using different decks, and that was more along the lines of my question. Because
it was okay. Yeah. Like, for example, let's use that Hanged Man, okay? Because everybody goes, I got the Hanged Man. And I'm thinking, no, don't freak out. It's okay. Because if you look in the traditional deck, you see this and you're like, oh, what does that mean? It actually means, and that, now think about that card, for example, that actually comes from the old illustration of back in where you're either in the spiritual world or the physical world. So he's got this cord keeping him attached above him, and he's trying to separate from physical. It means letting go of something in the physical world, connecting more to the spiritual. It's really not a negative answer at all. It's actually to help you hang on to your values, go deeper than your ego, you know, connect with your spiritual self, not physically do it or not leave. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yep, it sure does.
Mm-hmm. And so if you first look at that, you go, oh no. But if you go and you ask the same question, or another way to do it, say you're using the tarot deck, and this is a great one for everybody, so stay with me, Shadonna. You have the Hangman. Okay. Go look up the same equivalent card in another deck. Go look it up in another deck. Go look up that same, what is that same card in another deck or an angel deck? What would that same cross-reference card be? It's kind of like, what does the word sound like in English? What does it sound like in Chinese? You know, same, you know what I mean? And if you look at the two different, it can help you wrap around what it's really trying to tell you. Because really, it's offering help from, you're really in communion with your higher self a little bit more with these tools to really help you on your route. So on that note, did you have a question? I can pull one for you if you
want. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I think it's more around spiritual development, though. So I don't know how to ask the question.
Yours is confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, like with the pendulum, you were doubting, am I doing this or is it... You know, do I, am I trying, you know, you know what else is huge? And this is me intuitive, okay? I haven't even pulled a card yet, but I will, I promise.
Okay.
It's afraid of the answer for you. You're like, I want to know the answer so much, but I'm so afraid of the answer.
Of what it's going to be.
I know. So I'm going to pull one card out for you right now, okay? So let's see what it is. Hang on. Hang on. So I'm trying to mix them up here. And almost. It's just I'm waiting on. Yeah, I'm doing it properly. That's what you say. So everybody visualize what I'm doing with these cards, okay? I know, and I'm pulling one card. All right. We have your card. So you have the Hierophant. Now, I pulled that out of traditional. The Hierophant. And you know what? That is educational. So let's go into the meaning of that. Hold on. So the meaning of the Hierophant is more educational, and it makes sense with you because you are so deep in how you analyze. You analyze, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, you do.
And Hierophant, hang on, I want to give you a little bit more than that. It's more of the helping hand. It's deep, okay? Why you feel so drawn to going deeper is really an ancestry or past life that it feels for me, for you. It's going into the deeper esoteric. It's going deeper for you. It's like just the surface isn't enough. You want deeper.
Yeah.
Okay. Like it would be like Hierophant actually is kind of like the Pope or, you know, the deeper priesthood kind of thing. It's going for the deeper advice, seeking the deeper meaning of everything. Okay. For you, formal religion is not necessarily a bad thing, but it's finding the healthy balance for you because you need to have the structure. But at the same time, you want to know a little bit more than what's coming out here. I don't need it to stay on the top surface.
Right.
Now, how's that for an answer?
That's perfect because when I tuned in, I listened, I heard you say about your four-week course. And I was like, oh, that's perfect because I need the structure of a classroom environment or direction. And I...
Well, you want that communion and that camaraderie with another, too.
Exactly.
You're looking to connect with, and I have to hurry up and go to break here, but you're looking to connect with students that are on the same path with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. I suggest you go check it out.
Okay.
And I probably got to go to break, but quickly for all you guys listening out there, if you are hearing this, there's a little secret to the course that nobody knows about. When you go in and check it out, go check it out, but wait till February 3rd to sign up. You'll save $50.
Yay.
So all the people on my newsletter know this, and now the listeners know this. So go check it out, but between February 3rd and 11th, you'll save $50 on the course. So you might want to go look at it, but then wait till next week, a few days. So anyway, we are going to go to break. Thank you for calling in, Shadonna. Dr. Jen, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds.
And that was awesome. Thank you, Brian.
Oh, thank you, my dear.
I know, I'm dancing around the microphone again. La, la, la. But that was great. We're talking about clearing and clarity and connecting and intuition. And that's what this is about. It's about really developing and knowing you have the ability to do this. Everybody does. It really is about applying yourself and trusting in yourself. I am such a firm believer in trusting in your own intuition. And that's why I wanted to bring this show to you. That's why I've developed the course that I was talking about, Shadonna brought up in the last segment, the 4-week intuition course. It's an intensive to go deeper in there. It's an online course. You can go check it out at my website under workshops. It's right on the front page. And that's going to be starting February 23rd. But it is a go at your own pace as well. So that's the beauty of it. Even if you came in a little bit late, but it's not going to be available till the 23rd. But we're starting the registrations now. Now, we've talked about tarot cards and pendulums and tea leaves and crystals. And these are all physical tools to help you learn intuitively, psychically, develop your own skills on connecting with your higher self and your own spirit guides, your own angels, connecting, period, with the divine, okay? I really wanted to do this topic today because some people have a fear of it, like it's, you know, evil. I'm not trying to change anybody's mind about it. I'm really trying to put a perspective out there that's quite different and very different from anything I've experienced. And to help you with the understanding of some of the cards, even in the traditional tarot cards, you can find illustrative cards that aren't as intense. If you're very sensitive and the intensity of those illustrations are really freaking you out, then go with the angel cards. Start with angel. I love angel cards. They're wonderful. Why not be positive? The biggest thing is don't get caught up on a negative. That's not what you want to use them for. You're using them for clarity and guidance on which way to turn, which way to go. You know, okay, what's going on? What do I need to know that I'm not seeing? That's a really good question to ask. But the fear comes in because we're afraid of something we don't understand. That is really the bottom line of the fear that comes in on that. So we shared, for example, if you missed that, it's in the last segment, about the Hanged Man card in Tarot. Really, that just means hang on to your values, your spiritual values. And don't let this world eat you up, so to speak. Don't let this tear you down. Hold on to your values. That's really what that card means. You may be in a place or a challenge in your life that is challenging that. They're wonderful tools to help you connect, to help you validate what you may be picking up. I recommend you feel what you're feeling, what are you picking up on your own, and use the tools to validate. That helps you practice your intuition. It helps you, well, did I get that or not? And cross them with more than one deck. I do that when I'm really struggling. Like I said, I will use several different ones and I will cross it. And it always is what I was thinking. Most of the time I don't use them. I don't necessarily need them. I don't want to be dependent on them. I want to trust in my own what I'm picking up. But they are great learning tools. They're kind of like training wheels. You know, think of it that way. They're like training wheels that can help you with validation. Like it's like flashcards when we were studying for school. You know, remember the flashcards? You know, did you get that multiplication right? And then the answer was on the back. It's kind of what they're like to me. Lots of different things out there that you can do with them. And what I say to you is stay positive and don't get caught in the fear and the what ifs. If a card comes up like that, that doesn't seem so positive, it means, hey, you're in one of those challenging flows of life. We all have them. Every one of you would have something like that pop up eventually. It just means, okay, you're going through a transition or there's something you need to let go of, or that part of you isn't here anymore. That's usually what the death card means. It just means that's going away. You need to let that go. You're moving into a new phase. Just like we see. And that's what I think is beautiful about the angel and the angel cards is they've taken those meanings and they've put them into the positive of that. So I like that for that, because I very much work with the angels and they're all about, let's just focus on the positive. I mean, why are we even talking about all that over there? That's not what you called on me for, you know, really. That it's not as complicated as we make it to be. That I've even heard that there's people that read, and I don't know a whole lot about this, but I just saw it. I've seen it before, but I saw it again recently, was, you know, they're reading the ice crystals, you know, every snowflake has a different pattern to it. And they're reading that. I don't know how they're doing that. You'd have to go look onto that one, because that's not something I would do or have access to much. We have it occasionally here. It's not like I live in a place where I would have a lot of that. But you know what? That's creativity, people using whatever resources they have. I've even gone out in nature and been with the trees. The trees have had information. I mean, I know. But that's where your power animals are coming. I mean, your animals. I mean, it really opens up your connection to everything. When you start to open your mind to say, well, how could energy with intention, with an alignment and a synchronicity happen like that? You have to get out of your ego side. You have to get out of the things you don't understand and open up to the creative side of you, the side of you that creates new things, new learning, new ways of thought. That's where all that happens. And then it creates, for example, a new program that the left side can operate on. The left side of your mind is a logical mind that keeps things going and the programs that are there. It's awesome, but it's going to do what's programmed. It's not going to have a mindset of what's new or unknown. That's all going to be on that right side, creative side of you. And that's the spiritual side as well. So you see, they really do have a place in your life. So it's not shut one out and keep the other. Very, very important. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show today. I had a lot of fun sharing divination tools with you. I've enjoyed just exploring this, you know, exploring this avenue of connecting and intuitive tools. Everybody can learn this. Remember, I have a 4-week class coming up, an intensive 4-week online workshop coming up February 23rd to develop your intuition to another level. So you can be doing this. And on February 11th, I'm speaking at the Telesummit at 12 noon Eastern. It's been going on since January 12th, and you can go in and listen every day to a different speaker. It's really beautiful. All of those links are on my website. Go sign up for my newsletter so you receive a weekly newsletter on all the things that are coming up. We're developing a lot of new things for 2015 for you. And go grab you some of the downloaded, or the ones that you can download, the free meditations that I have over there. I have all of that on the website for you. I have a lot of gifts that I give you. So go take them, embrace them, and share them with somebody else that could use a lift. It's all about sharing the love and being positive in one another's life. And that's what my intention is with this show every week. To all of you listeners, I want to say thank you so much for listening. You are a beautiful group of people. And I've even had some be with me for the last 5 years, and I want to say thank you to you. It means a lot when you write me and tell me. I had no idea that you've been listening that long, and that really matters to me. It helps me know that what I'm doing is making a difference out there, and that's what sometimes we want to hear. I do it anyway blindly, but that doesn't matter. You know, it's always appreciated when you hear it. So to everyone out there, find something positive you can do today for yourself and then pass it on to somebody else. That's spreading love throughout the world and shining your light. And I wish you all much love and happiness as you grow and you develop your own intuition, trusting yourself and what's right for you. I'm Dr. Jen. You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show here, and I wish you all much love and happiness. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.